Syria says it won't let Turkish civilian planes into its airspace in retaliation to a Turkish ban on Syrian flights. Ankara says it will ground Syrian civilian planes if it suspects they're carrying arms. The Syrian ban comes days after Turkey intercepted a Syrian passenger plane. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle urges Turkey to show restraint over its recent spat with Syria, but he backed Ankara's decision to intercept a Syrian plane en route from Moscow. Westerwelle is in Istanbul to meet top Turkish officials. Tensions between Turkey and Syria have been escalating in recent weeks. Israeli jets bombing the besieged Gaza Strip. At least one Palestinian is dead and another hurt in the latest airstrike. The raid comes on the heels of another attack that killed two Gazans. Israeli forces and Palestinian fighters have been exchanging fire since last week. Thousands of Portuguese rally nationwide to protest against government-imposed austerity measures. Lisbon is seeking 78 billion euros in bailout money from its international lenders. This year, Portugal's economy entered its deepest recession since the 1970s, with unemployment at record highs of above 15%. Also, thousands of Spaniards rallied outside the EU headquarters in the capital, Madrid, to protest government austerity cuts. Anger in Spain is on the rise as spending cuts continue and a bank bailout now seems inevitable. Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe. Mauritania's president, who was shot while driving through the capital Nouakchott, is in good condition. The communication ministry says Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz was slightly wounded when an army unit accidentally fired on his convoy. Early reports said the president was shot in the arm by a motorist. Pro-Palestinian activists in South Africa campaign to prevent the sale of Israeli-made goods. They're warning that they'll launch flash mob demonstrations in stores neglecting their demand. Similar campaigns have previously been held in several other countries, including Iran and Pakistan. An unprecedented meningitis outbreak tied to a tainted steroid claims the lives of 15 people in the United States. Officials say a total of 200 people in 13 states have been diagnosed with a fungal meningitis. Lawmakers are now calling for tighter regulation of the U.S. pharmaceutical industry.